This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And for Alex Jones on this Friday edition of the show, we have another breaking news story talking about terrorism in Europe. Helsinki attack, one dead, several injured after man drives through crowd. That happened probably just a couple of hours ago or an hour ago in Helsinki, Finland. One person is dead, several are injured after a man drove through a crowd in Helsinki on Friday. They're reporting that the driver was arrested and that he was drunk. So we don't know whether this is an accident yet, whether it's an actual terror attack or what. But again, bloodshed on the streets of Europe, as we saw earlier with Hamburg, with a machete knife attack with a guy chanting Allah Akbar. Police say they still don't know the motive. It seems that lull, that period of calm after Ramadan ended, because of course we know that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism, right? There was a lull in attacks in Europe at least. It seems that that has now ended. This Helsinki situation remains fluid. There's not much information about it. I'll try and get more information. But we also had the attack in Hamburg earlier, so we will continue to track that. Now, at the top of the show, I was talking about the pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, who came out publicly and said that he was told of a plot to physically take out President Donald Trump that was brewing on Capitol Hill, a deep state coup to basically assassinate the president, which we've been warning about for months and months. We also have the left and the dominant culture normalizing that in the minds of the public, that it's not only likely that there will be an assassination attempt against Donald Trump, but that it's legitimate. That's the serious nub of the issue. They're not just saying that it's possible, that it's likely. They're saying that when it happens, it will be legitimate. That's the impression they're leaving with all this assassination porn. Kathy Griffin holding up the severed head of Donald Trump. You know, the play in New York, whichever way you want to spin it. They had the same play about Obama. Yes, that's true. But given the current climate, where the president is obviously depicted as Trump, they're stabbing him to death. You have Twitter on a daily basis at any point awash with assassination threats against Donald Trump. You have violent attacks against Donald Trump supporters nationwide, which are ignored by the media. That is an actual real hate crime wave. And now you have this out of The Guardian. To kill the president, does fact trump fiction? And yet it's yet another fictional fantasy about President Donald Trump being assassinated and the moral quandary of knowing that assassination is about to happen and doing nothing to prevent it. That's the actual script of the book. So it's not just like a thriller where the president has an assassination attempt against him. It's about the moral dilemma of if this militant feminist character in the book, who is, by the way, an Obama holdover, that remains within the administration in this plot, which is exactly the same as real life, whether she should prevent the assassination for the greater good. And of course, she doesn't prevent the assassination as far as this review goes. I haven't read the book, but that's what it suggests, that she allows it to happen despite knowing it's going to go ahead. The article reads, since the Second World War, numerous professors of ethics or theology have fretted over the question of whether a seer or time traveler, knowing what Adolf Hitler would go on to do, could be justified in killing him as a preventative measure. So no, in the very first paragraph, they legitimize the assassination of Donald Trump by bringing up that moral quandary. Would you go back in time and kill Hitler as a baby to prevent 6 million Jews dying? Literally in the first paragraph, they descend into Godwin's law. They descend into literally Hitler, compare Donald Trump to Hitler. Then they give you the plot that it's an assassination attempt, an Obama holdover, a militant feminist. gets the knowledge that it's going to happen in advance, does absolutely nothing to stop it. And it's moral, it's legitimate. That is the entire thread. That's the narrative they've been spinning with all this assassination talk, all this assassination porn. Is it coming to a head? We'll get more into that after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. A was not cut. We crossed the line. A was not cut.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show and returning. We have our guest, Tommy Robinson. He is, of course, author of Enemy of the State. He has a new book out, I believe, today, which is rocketing up the charts on Amazon. We're going to get into that later in the interview. Tommy, welcome back. Do we have Tommy? I don't have any audio for Tommy. We'll try and get Tommy's audio back. We don't appear to have it at the moment. Let me know when we do. Let's go back to the news, though, I was covering before the break. This was out of the London Guardian. To Kill the President by Sam Bourne. Does fact Trump fiction. This is another Trump assassination fantasy. Remember, we even had Ross Douthat out of the New York Times before the election tweet a movie where I think it was a congressional candidate was assassinated to prevent him taking office. He tweeted it as a joke. How many times have we seen New York Times writers, Financial Times writers tweet a joke about Trump's assassination? They're building up to this. They're now literally writing fantasy novels about him being assassinated. And it's absolutely unconscionable, given what's going on behind the scenes that we know, and we'll get more into that later in the show. But we do have Tommy Robinson on the line right now, author of Enemy of the State and author of a new book, which, as I said, is skyrocketing up the charts on Amazon.com today. Tommy, welcome back.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Now, before this unfortunate attack in Hamburg, Germany today, which we don't know the full details of, but it seems to be another Islamic terror attack, there was this kind of lull, at least in Europe. The terror attacks seemed to stop all of a sudden, and at least for a period of 3 or 4 weeks. The terror attacks appeared to stop when Ramadan ended. Now, Tommy, surely there's no connection, given we know Islam is a religion of peace and that it has nothing to do with terrorism. So why did the terror attacks in Europe suddenly seem to stop when Ramadan ended, given that there's no connection?
We see this every year. We see what's it called? The Ramadan bombathon. So, which you see the figures coming through daily, and they excel. We see most attacks as instructed during the holy or unholy or very violent month of Ramadan. But you're right, they have basically come to an end. But as I say that, we have had 5 attacks in the last, I think, 3 weeks, which were all stopped in the coming minutes just before they were successful. So I don't think it's through want, but you are right, it has, as far as we look at it, they've completely stopped in comparison to during Ramadan, which when we saw a wave of them, didn't we, 3 in 3 months in the UK.
Exactly, and as you said, I mean, it happens every year. Proving again that connection, obviously if there's a wave of them during Ramadan, there must be some kind of connection. Surely there was a kind of lull. It seems to have ended today with what's happening in Hamburg. The BBC's barely reporting on it. Sky News wasn't even reporting on it last time I checked. Another thing that they seem not so keen to be reporting on, Tommy, is we had a mob rampage in Liverpool recently, which was, you know, as plain a hate crime as you will ever see. Numerous people attacked in the street. We're all supposed to be really concerned about hate crimes in the aftermath of Brexit and in the aftermath of terrorist attacks. But Tommy, why is the BBC not reporting on this? What is it about this hate crime that seems to have prompted the left and so much of the mainstream media to ignore it?
And let's have the details as well of this crime. The details are young Muslim men. They stopped a Muslim man. They said to him, "What religion are you?" And he said, "Muslim." They said, "Say the Muslim words." And he said, "There is no prophet but Muhammad." So then they left him. They walked on. They stopped the next man. "What religion are you?" "I'm Christian." Bang. They violently beat him. His girlfriend tried to stop them. These weren't just hate crimes where it was a group attacking a man. They're attacking men who were with their partners, with their girlfriends. One of the victims, this is where we see Stockholm Syndrome in Europe. One of the victims was a Labour councillor. Now that Labour councillor, he put out yesterday saying he's not happy with the way it's been reported. Because the headline read, "Muslim mob attack non-Muslims for being white."
Completely accurate headline.
Completely accurate when you hear the details of what's happened. He wasn't happy with that headline. He was the man that's been beaten up, one of the men that's been beaten up. But these men went through the streets attacking and attacking and attacking. And thankfully, the first Muslim man that they stopped, he rang the police, because in his mind, they were asking him, is he Muslim? Because if he wasn't, they were going to kill him. Which is what they went on to do. They went on to attack. And the reason why this plays a part for me is Liverpool, 1% of that city is Muslim. I get told by so many of my friends who live in Liverpool, Muslims could not get away with doing that in our city when they talk about all the things that are happening. Well, I found shops that were being used for grooming in Liverpool, in Birkenhead, where they were raping the young girls. Now we see these sorts of attacks. Now, just imagine, which I say to people in Liverpool, Luton has a population that has 30 times more Muslims in percentage in the city than what Liverpool has. Look what's already happening. And you're right, this is a hate crime that no one spoke about. The only hate crimes we hear about is a dirty look on a bus or someone tweeted something offensive. And if that was the case, those sort of stories go completely viral. We all see them go viral whenever they happen. This, I think this has only been reported originally in the local newspaper until people have picked up on it and it's got out now.
Well, of course, we had another, what they call a hate crime, back a few weeks ago, probably about 6 weeks ago, after the Manchester attacks. In Liverpool, where it was a guy on a Facebook video threatening with words to slice Muslims' ears off with a machete. Fair enough, that's a hate crime. It was reported by everyone. It was reported by the BBC. That's words, okay? This was an actual violent assault on several people directed against them because they're non-Muslims, because they're white. It's not even in the local BBC news section for Merseyside. I mean, this is it must be a deliberate decision to ignore this. If the roles were reversed, if this was a bunch of white people, a bunch of far-right Christians or whoever, rampaging through the streets, asking Muslims if they were Christian, if they said they were Muslims, attacking them viciously, that would be a national outrage. As it is, the BBC hasn't even reported it in their local section. And these guys, Tommy, they're going to be in jail. They've got sentences for about 42 weeks. They're probably going to be out on the streets again within months. And no one will even have heard of this because they're not reporting on it.
Well, but they've gone to Jihad University as well. So they've gone, if that's where they are now. They're in prison. They're going to be getting radicalised further, more extreme. And actually, as you say, could you imagine, could anyone imagine the outcry if Muslim families, because this is what it is, families, men and women, were stopped walking home and asked, are you Muslim? And when they said yes, they're all violently beaten. Could you imagine? Imagine that it wouldn't just be national outrage, it would be international, it would be worldwide. Everyone would be talking about it. But again, and if I draw another time, for example, what happened with myself recently at Ascot, where I was followed, and I was harassed, and then in the end I was attacked, and I defended myself. That story, if you look through the media, I mean like every single news outlet, even in Ireland, in Wales, in Scotland, from the top down, from the national newspapers to the local newspapers, to the Luton Gazette, to the Luton News, to the Dunstable Gazette, to the Merseyside Gazette, every single newspaper run that headline with that 17 clips of footage, which just showed me in a negative portrayal. Yet, go online, find any of the footage of Muslims instantly attacking me in unprovoked attacks. They're never shown anywhere. So again, we know ourselves, and your viewers know as well, there is a complete agenda. There's a complete agenda to hide the truth, to lie, and that's what we're seeing.
And going back to what you talked about with the Stockholm Syndrome, the Labour councillor was viciously attacked while he was with his girlfriend. As he said, he came out later, decried the headline that accurately reported what happened. It reminds me of when a woman on a train, I think it was in Austria or Germany, back about a year ago, she was raped by migrants. She refused initially to even report it to the police because she said, oh, they've had a difficult time getting here. Therefore, maybe me being raped was just, you know, part of their therapy. Maybe it's racist to report someone for raping you, you know, if they've got brown skin. That is the level of Stockholm Syndrome that we've got to right now. But I want to go on to talk about another story, Tommy, which came out yesterday, and this was in Birmingham. Sky News reports teenage rape victim raped again by driver she flagged down. So she was raped initially. She flagged a driver down for help. And she was raped again for a second time. Both are described as Asian men in their early 20s. Tommy, should we be on the lookout for Japanese people, Chinese people, South Koreans? I mean, what on earth does Asian mean? Why do they keep using that politically correct term?
Especially your viewers in America will be so confused by this. So they would be so confused. Anyone from outside the UK, obviously, we've grown up knowing that Asian they refer to as Pakistani, as Bangladeshi. That's what they're referring to. But for anyone else thinking, you wouldn't realise that, you wouldn't know that. And that's done on purpose. That's done to demonise and broaden who it could be. We know who it is. I could put my life, I could put my house on the fact that both those men are Muslim men. Both of them, if they were described accurately, would be described as Pakistani Muslims. Accurately. Not
Asian, they're still on the loose, Tommy. That not describing them accurately is helping them escape arrest after they've raped this poor 15-year-old girl.
Anytime you read in the media four attackers and they don't give a description, that means, I know what that means, as I'm reading any story, half the time they don't even give descriptions. Someone's been beaten up or someone's been robbed and the four men run away. Okay, what do they look like? Why are you not telling us what if they were white, you tell us what they look like? Why are you not giving us the descriptions of who they were? And that's exactly the same in this situation. This is Birmingham. And so people, when you read a story like that, I was talking about it yesterday, someone would think that, where did that happen? Baghdad? No. That happened in Bang. A young child was raped. It's like...
Absolutely amazing, Tommy. We'll get back into it after the break. Yeah, she was raped twice within the space of, 30 minutes? After flagging someone down for help, she was raped by him as well. That's the situation we've got in the United Kingdom. They're all being protected through political correctness, as happened with Rotherham. We'll be back with Tommy Robinson. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally
We are live. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're here with Tommy Robinson, author of Enemy of the State, but he also has a new book out, which I think came out today. It's already skyrocketing up the charts on Amazon. Tommy, tell us about that new book, because it's basically an explainer on the Quran, as far as I can tell. Obviously, I haven't got my hands on it yet. But what's the new book about? What motivated you to write it?
So what the book is, it is the Quran in chronological order. That's a chronological order, not that I'm giving, Islamic scholars have given. So when you put it into chronological order, so it's like two books. It's a 10,000 word introduction, which explains to us the great lie, how we've all been lied to. What you realise is, and what people feel so betrayed about, is that up until September 11th, the elitists, but they told the truth throughout our history about Islam. If I quote you now, which I do in this book, if I quote you Winston Churchill, the Mohammedan religion increases the fury of intolerance, propagated by the sword, the hopes of plunder and the joy of fighting. The religion of blood and war is face to face with that of peace. Luckily, the religion of peace is usually the better arms. Now, in this case, amazingly, the religion of peace means Christianity. It's not the lie that we've now been given. That was by Winston Churchill, so he's a previous world leader. If I give you another statement now from an American Prime Minister, who says, the precept of the Quran is perpetual war against all who deny that Muhammad is the prophet of God. The command to propagate the Muslim creed by the sword is always obligatory. When it can be made effective, the commands of the prophet may be performed alike by fraud or by force. That was John Quincy Adams, 6th Prime Minister of the United States of America. Now what we do in this is we bring you through in the introduction, and we tell you how we've been lied to and when the lie started, and everyone who's told the lie. Well, we refer to it as the great lie. Now when you get to the Quran, due to abrogation, anyone who doesn't know about the ordinary Quran, when you pick up a Quran and you try to make sense of it, it's not in any chronological order. What Muhammad says one day could be next to what he said 20 years, which is what enables Muslims to give the out-of-context argument all the time. And this lie that Islam is a religion of peace. What this does is puts it into chronological order. And because of abrogation, what Muhammad says later in his life is superseded by what he says later in his life. What this does is now when you open the Quran, it's the first one ever where we've done it back to front. So when you open the start of the Quran here, the first thing you will read is the last thing Muhammad said. And it will be very clear to you. We've done it in bold writing. So as you get to all the words of violence and war are then in bold writing in the chronological Quran. Now, when you get to the peaceful verses, because anyone who knows Muhammad, in his first 10 years of his life, he was quite peaceful, yeah? All the war, all the rape, all the jihad was introduced later. So when you get to the peaceful verses, which now are at the back of the Quran, it's actually their Quran word for word, but the words are at the back. They'll have a little line through them, when you get to the peaceful ones, and they'll just have afterwards cancelled by verse 2160. So they'll tell you which verses cancel them out due to abrogation. You'll then go to the verse to read what cancelled out, and you'll fully understand why when you read all the rape and the war. The idea is that non-Muslims like us, which is our biggest job, is getting people to understand this lie that we've been told. And when you see it and understand that throughout the whole of our history, our world leaders, our academics, our clergy, they all told the truth. They all told the truth about Islam. This new era, this lie that we've been perpetrating now, has pushed upon us. It's all really come around from George Bush after September 11th telling us Islam is the religion of peace. And what we then do is we quote leader after leader after leader. And when you actually pick this up, and by the end of reading it, I'd say to people, I can see them banning this. I can see them banning it. I can see them already starting a campaign. It's number 3 currently on the UK Amazon chart. I am desperate to have Tommy Robinson have the best-selling Quran in British history. So the biggest thing and the joy I get, and even people say you're going to get a fatwa for that, they're going to kill you. You see, if I'm killed for writing this book, the whole country is going to read this book. When the whole country reads this book, the whole country and across the world, they will understand what we're up against. They'll understand just how much we're being betrayed and the deception we've been put through to be fed the lies against Islam. And yeah, that's it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited every sale goes through, because I know there's another person whose eyes are going to be opened and they will be armed with the defence. If people are saying to Islam's religion of peace, read that. Okay, that puts it all in order. So yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
And it's the basic Medina-Mecca split, isn't it? Most people don't understand this. Most basic bitches, basically. They see the memes, they see the inspirational quotes about, oh, if you kill one person, you kill the world. Yes, it's completely self-contradictory. As you said later on, that's directly contradicted buy all the kill all the infidels passages. That kind of stuff comes later on. That supersedes it, as you said. Most people will never even see that stuff because they're completely brainwashed and indoctrinated. Let's get Tommy's book to the top of the Amazon bestseller charts. Imagine how many people that will trigger. That will be absolutely glorious. We'll be back after the break with Tommy Robinson, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back with Tommy Robinson. Bit of breaking news, sad news, but widely expected. British media are reporting that 11-month Charlie Gard, focus of a legal health battle, has died. The NHS and the EU death panels have claimed another victim. They wouldn't even let the parents take their baby home to die. That was their final wish. They couldn't even relent to let them have that. Now, Charlie Gard has officially died. Of course, I was involved in a similar situation a few years ago with some Romanian immigrant parents, hardworking, spoke good English. They had a baby in a similar situation, different illness. It was a type of blood cancer. They'd raised the funds to take it to a different hospital. They wouldn't let them take the baby out of the hospital. In some cases, they wouldn't even let the parents sit alone with their own baby without being monitored constantly because they thought they would steal the baby. absolutely horrendous treatment of parents going on in this hospital. Most of the cases won't even get press attention. Even this, that got global press attention from President Trump, from the Pope, they still won out in the end. The death panel won. Charlie Gard is dead. Absolutely tragic story. Relentlessly shocking story comes to an end on this Friday night. Going back to Tommy Robinson, though, Tommy, you tweeted the image of the perpetrator or one of the perpetrators in the rape of a teenage girl in Birmingham. Doesn't look very Japanese or South Korean to me. What do you think, Tommy?
Doesn't look like Bruce Lee, does it?
But again, they describe them as Asian. They don't give out any other identifying features that are going to help people find these individuals. Thankfully, we got the picture from CCTV now. But again, it goes back to that politically correct Asian tag. Absolutely insane. Tommy, I want to read you a story which came out today, which is up on Infowars.com. This is out of Information Liberation. Muslim leader, Australian women need us to fertilize them. White race will be extinct in 40 years. The Muslim president of the Halal Certification Authority in Australia reacted to news of allegedly falling sperm counts in white males with glee, saying the white race, this is a quote, the white race will be extinct in 40 years and Australian women need Muslims to fertilize them. Tommy, if you celebrated basically the ethnic cleansing of Muslims or Arabs, what do you think the reaction would be from the media?
Yeah, that's the insanity is this man has the full support of the Liberals. This man and his goal of getting right rid of white people, is supported by many. Many who are white. You couldn't make it up. And I actually have friends who have been battling with this man's group in Australia, the Halal Certification. And they're doing now the similar tactics where they're launching their solicitors and trying to sue and trying to silence people any way they can. If they can't do it through fear, through violence, then they'll do it through the legal route, whether it be the police doing it or whether Muslim organisations and rich people do it. But that sort of statement, again, this is the first I've heard of this. I haven't heard of this story today. I haven't read this story today. That should be major, major news in Australia. Everyone should be coming down on that man for his views and for what he's propagating and against us. But, of course, we know they won't. And it's thankful for channels like this and people like us to make people aware of what's happening.
Let me read a bit more of it, Tommy. It gets even worse. This is Mr. L. Mooley, who made the comment after Hebrew University in Jerusalem published research which showed sperm counts in men from Australia, New Zealand, North America and Europe had declined by more than 50% in less than 40 years. Of course, we know white people basically aren't having children anymore. There's a lot of propaganda about the decline in population being a catastrophe. That's not necessarily the case, but that's a scientific fact that the white population is basically dying out in the Western world right now. This is what he went on to say, though. This is a quote. Your men are a dying breed. Australian women need us to fertilize them and keep them surrounded by Muslim babies while beer-swilling, cigarette-smoking, drug-injecting can only dream of what Muslim men are capable of. Oh, really? What, acid attacks, honor killings? Is that the enjoyment they've got to look forward to? Muslims have a duty to make your women happy. He went on to say, Australia's white race will be extinct in another 40 years if the country is left to bigots. The Muslim businessmen called on these bigots to kill themselves or die. He actually not only said that white people will be ethnically cleansed, he wants white people to kill themselves. And that's, as he said, that is what the left has also endorsed. You had Stephanie von Berg, head of the Green Party in Germany, right at the time they were importing millions of Muslim migrants, get up in front of Parliament, say Germans will be a minority in their own cities within 20 years, and that's a good thing. He celebrated it. Now this Muslim president of the Halal Certification Authority agrees with her, and that is the alliance speaking the same rhetoric right there, Tommy.
He will be a well-respected Muslim, a representative of their community. He won't be a fringe voice. He'll be a well-respected Muslim in their community, saying all of these things. And you're right, you see, I saw the previous one you were talking about. I saw them all cheering. Yes, and we'll get rid of white people, and no Germans will be left. And they're like, yes!
It's already in Frankfurt. It's already, Germans are already a minority in Frankfurt. You know, white English people are already a minority in London. Any other city in the world, imagine if ethnic Chinese people were a minority in Beijing. Imagine if ethnic Japanese people were a minority in Tokyo. That would not be normal. But it's only in the West that we're told that that's completely normal. To the point now, Tommy, where the BBC had an educational cartoon about a typical family. Now, this was their word, a typical family in Roman Britain 1,500 years ago, and they depicted this family as black. Now, if that was true, fair enough, but it's not. It's total revisionism. A tiny, tiny amount of people in Roman Britain were black. That is not a typical representation. The reason they're doing that, the reason they're depicting mixed race communities in ancient times, again, completely historically inaccurate, is to pretend, is to indoctrinate young people that mass uncontrolled immigration has always been a natural thing throughout history. It hasn't. If you look at the numbers of immigrants coming into Britain, it was very, very slow right up until the latter half of the 20th century. This historical revisionism to make everyone think that this is natural and normal, that it's normal for white English people to be a minority in their own capital city, is one of the most insidious things I've seen in recent times, Tommy.
How quickly they've accelerated. You know, you talk about white English people being a minority in their capital city. In my hometown, I've been brought up in, white English people are a minority. Now, what you have to look at to understand what's happening and how fast it is happening is the government projected growth forecast by 2030, which is, what now, 13 years away. The Pakistani and Bangladeshi community of Luton will increase by 70 to 77%. The white community will stay the same by 1.3%. Now, when you look how many people there are now, and it shows the decline that's going to happen, there's literally going to be no white people left in 15 years in my town of Luton. Now, how quickly that has happened, and the generation I feel sorry for, and the generation that are born into this, because you're right, they want them to believe this is normal, because to many of them, that's all they've known. Now, I can remember Luton. I can remember just 20 years ago. I can remember how bad it's got. But any children born 10 years ago, five years ago even, this is all they know. This is all they're going to have seen. They're only going to experience seeing majority Muslim towns and cities, and that this is the norm, and that this is the way it is, and you don't have all those freedoms, you don't have all that enjoyment. That is life. And that's due to the acceleration of how quickly it's happened. But how it's being celebrated and really getting the British public to wake up, or the general European public to wake up. So this is happening. And if you don't think that this conflict can happen because we're Britain and we're better than that, it's the same Islam. It's the same Islam that's brought 45 countries to civil conflict. It's the same, if you look even 20 years ago, if you look in Serbia, just 20 years ago, there was a war zone. There was a war. And I just think people are so naive to thinking that can't happen here. That will happen here. And even a quote in a video I've done earlier, the previous French Prime Minister, just recently said civil war is coming to Europe. Civil war is coming, and we must brace ourselves for it. And when you say things like that, people are so shocked by it. They shouldn't be. This era of peace that we have, this generation of peace that we have, it's unheard of. And why would it be any different from the next generation when we have imported a completely intolerant and violent extreme ideology into our country, which is propagating subjugation against us, intolerance against us, war against us. I'm terrified for what the future brings, and the demographical change. I mean, talk about those figures. It wouldn't be that alarming if it wasn't at the hands of an intolerant ideology that were excelling numbers. They're the only numbers that are excelling. The black community, the black non-Muslim community, are not excelling in numbers. The Chinese community aren't. The Hindu community aren't, the Sikh community aren't, no one else is. This complete explosion in growth, which people have to ask, why is it? Why is it on average Muslims have 8 babies on average in France, over 5.5 on average in the UK? This is happening across the whole of Europe. And we should be afraid.
And if it was a compatible culture, if it was Sikhs that were exploding in birth rate, it wouldn't be a problem, but it's the fact that this is not compatible. Again, we should be terrified of what's coming. But being terrified of what's coming, Tommy, doesn't mean, and I get this, you probably get this as well, that we're frightened of Muslims. This is one of the few things the left tries to throw at me particularly, because they've got no argument, oh, you're frightened of Muslims. So I say, okay, if I was frightened of Muslims, I wouldn't criticize Islam. If I was frightened of Muslims, I wouldn't continue to criticize Islam after receiving death threats. And, of course, you've received many more death threats than me. You receive violent threats on Twitter on a daily basis. Tommy, if I was frightened of Muslims, I wouldn't live in South London where there are lots of Muslims. I'd live somewhere like the Cotswolds where it's 98% white. If I was frightened of Muslims, I'd pander to Muslims and I'd make apologies for Islam. Tommy, if I was frightened of Muslims, I'd behave like the left. So they're the ones who are frightened of Muslims. Technically, they're the Islamophobes because they're frightened of Muslims. They've submitted.
I keep saying it every time. Does it look like we're frightened? Does it look like we're frightened?
We're literally out on the street, like every other week, getting into physical confrontations with Muslims who come up to you. No, we're frightened of Muslims, okay. See, that's just the paucity of arguments they have left. That's what they resort to. Absolutely insane. I want to bring up something else, though. We touched on it earlier. The left aligning with Islam, the progressive, tolerant left aligning with the most regressive belief system the world has ever seen. You've got this guy on Twitter. He's probably blocked you years ago by now. He did me. Graham Linehan, who is a comedy writer, a massive, verified liberal on Twitter, who recently tweeted that the official leave.eu Twitter account should be, in his own words, reported for hate speech. Their crime, that he said they should be reported for hate speech for, was to call the terrorist who beheaded Lee Rigby, quote, murdering scum. So they committed the crime of insulting a terrorist who beheaded a British soldier on the streets of London, and this leftist rushed to the defense of the terrorist. Absolutely incredible, Tommy. And it brings it back to, after every single terror attack in the UK, when the left get together with their vigils and their hashtags, they say, unite. They're not talking about uniting against terrorism, Tommy. They're talking about uniting against us. Uniting against the people who most vehemently denounce terrorism and dare to identify its root cause. They really have aligned, in some cases, with actual terrorists, if not Islamism, Tommy.
When they talk about hatred, like they'll say to you or they say to me, you do this out of hate. Do you really think we could carry on? Does anyone have that much hate that they can continue to go through this, continue to take the risk, continue to do it out of hate? It's just, it's insanity. I said, when are people saying you're scared of Muslims? I think, look, I'm scared as a father with three beautiful young children. I'm scared watching the video of what happened in Manchester. I'm scared knowing that there's thousands upon thousands of those men who want to do those actions to us here, walking our streets every day. That's what I'm scared. And when they say you do it out of hate, I said, I do it out of love. I love my kids. I love my country. I love my town. I love it. And it is painful and gut-wrenching to see what you are letting happen to it. And these liberals, like the people you're talking to, who jump to their defence every time. It's you who are responsible for the troubles we face. And you know when this does go all Pete Tong, when it does go bad, do you know who they're going to be running to? They're going to be running to us. Running to the people they've criticised. Running for the protection of them. Running for the help of them. Running looking for leadership. Because when it goes to an almighty bank, all these people, and I hope everyone remembers who they are. And again, that's why I wrote that, to list the people. This is who you are, that you will be remembered in history. This era that we've entered, which is an era where we've bred a generation of pure cowards. Pure cowards. If you look, I know the Dunkirk film's out now. If you look and understand in history what previous British men done, what they went through and what they sacrificed to give a fighting chance, to give a future, and then you look at these muppets that we've got now, you look at this absolute joke of a generation that I'm ashamed to be a part of. I'm ashamed that I'm born in this era of complete cowardice, where we have British men have become such a laughing stock. You only have to look to Europe. I met two Polish gentlemen yesterday for an interview. And I look to their countries, and I sit in envy at their man, at the men they have. I see envy looking at Russia, I see envy looking at Hungary, I see envy looking at Poland, I look at Czech Republic, and I see real men. I see real men, and I see the destruction that's been caused, and the way they've targeted us, and they've bred out. They've bred out any fight in the men in England. And we now sit back, and we scratch our heads, and we wait to watch the next attack where our military are beheaded, or our children are blown to pieces. And the whole time while we do that, these liberals and these elitists who are in control of the media, who are in all their positions of power, they scream down at us. They scream and condemn us. It's absolutely insane, and I pull my hair out daily with it, as anyone can imagine, everyone sees, but I get so frustrated. So frustrated, and again, unfortunately, Paul, we're in this era in history, everyone will look, whether it be 8 years ago and people viewed me as an extremist, when I see people saying the same things against yourself, the same things against any people on our side, as the years go on, as the years go on, people will look back, they will learn and listen, and when things go wrong, they will look to the people who they can trust, and they will trust the people that told them truths in the time of hardship, the people who stood against everything else and said, this is what's happening, this is Islam, this is who's doing it, this is who's facilitating it, and they'll look to us. So I sit comfortably in that, and I know yourself as well, and I sit comfortably that more people than ever are awake, more people are waking up. But what it will take to really give Englishmen back their fight, and when that line awakes, I'm crying for the day.
Absolutely amazing, Tommy. I mean, yeah, every time I look in the mirror, I know for a fact I'm standing on the right side of history, okay? You can't level that charge against me. We do this with vehement passion, and it's born solely out of love. We'll be back with Tommy Robinson on the Alex Jones Show live after the break, Infowars.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX and InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'll be right back.
is the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex might be popping in later, actually, so stay tuned for that. We're going to go back to Tommy Robinson here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the fuel in our fire. You getting the products has enabled us to build this network over the course of the last, what is it, nearly 20 years now? Solely down to you, this is how we've been able to remain fiercely independent in a time of consolidating media, in a time of fake news media propaganda. We're not controlled. We don't get paid by Gulf state dictatorships like CNN. We don't get fat checks from George Soros like Media Matters or Black Lives Matter. We don't get giant checks from pharmaceutical companies or massive corporations who tell us what we can and can't say. We're funded by you. That's why we can say whatever the hell we like, and that's what makes InfoWars great. We're truly independent. Please get the products. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the last week of July specials running. This is the last few days where you can get these massive discounts on all these products, including Silver Bullet $9.95. That is huge. 66% off that. The Pro Pure Traveler, the Alexa Pure Breeze, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Knockout Prostagard. Conservatism is the new counterculture. Mugs, high quality coffee mugs, huge discounts on those as well. It is the last week of July specials, and it is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network today. We need it more than ever. Going back to Tommy Robinson. Tommy, you've got an event coming up tomorrow in Sunderland, up in the north of England. An update on the shopkeeper who was harassed by police for the Don't Fund Terrorism sign that he put up outside his shop. What's happening in Sunderland tomorrow?
Yeah, so we've got a website, savefletcher.com, and what happened was a young man put a sign up saying Don't Fund Terrorism. The police then harassed him and persecuted him, visited his shop 5 days in 1 week. Now, we all know how hard it is to get police officers. This comes from the councils. The council's campaign was to stop him as well. They got involved. They then threatened his mum. His mum was then threatened with taking away their alcohol licence. Because he was concerned for his livelihood, he took the sign down. We with Rebel Media then went away and got him a lawyer, got him a solicitor, sat him down. The solicitor told him they can't do this and he will defend him if they come back to do it. We put the sign back up. We put up a bigger and better sign, a big illuminated sign. Don't Fund Terrorism, shop at Fletcher's. Because of their attempt to silence him, their attempt to put pressure on his shop, tomorrow I'm spending the day working in his shop. And we've got lots of people coming to visit us. We're sending bumper stickers. The bumper stickers will read, Don't Fund Terrorism, shop at Fletcher's. And we're hoping now that cars across the whole of Sunderland and across everywhere will be showing these signs. And the reason here the signs say, Don't Fund Terrorism, shop at Fletcher's, a Muslim business just 2.2 miles away from his shop was funding ISIS. Up to £8 million, I believe, there was in the court case. So the police, you can't even have a sign saying Don't Fund Terrorism without the police coming to stamp down and enforce their fear-mongering tactics upon you. So, yeah, the landlord of this shop has shown, I think, a lot of courage. He's put his reputation on the line, his business on the line, in the face of persecution. And because of that, I just wanted to support him. So I'm going there tomorrow with others from Rebel. We're doing this little campaign. We'll be working at his shop. Yeah, it's a happy story. It's a good story. So the only problem is that Celtic seems to be playing in the same city. And for some reason, Celtic fans think that I deserve death just as much as many Muslims think I deserve death.
And I want to get into that after the break. We've got a minute and then we'll go to the next segment. But again, Wiltshire Police put out this tweet saying they're going to hunt down people who say mean things on Twitter. We've got record police shortages. We've got them literally begging retired police officers to come back. They're totally stretched. Oh, well, they've got time to investigate a guy with a sign outside his shop saying Don't Fund Terrorism. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back with Tommy Robinson. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blues